Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Whether we like it or not, lists are a really big feature in December because there are so many things to remember at Christmas that it would seem foolish really not to jot them all down. But what about a cleaning checklist? Well, my next guest says it's something we should all be doing to help keep the house in order. Agnes Boucher-Hayes is a home economist lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon. And Agnes is with us now from our Limerick studio. Hello, Agnes.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well, and great to have you with us again.
Good to be here.
So a cleaning checklist. This is another thing we have to do, is it?
Oh, listen, you don't have to. Really, you just have to keep the dirt out of other people's eye line, don't you? For the guests that are coming through the door. But yeah, I suppose really, you know, at this stage, you don't want to be, you know, you've probably, done the basics and you've got your decorations up, so you don't want to be disrupting that. But what you must do is just think about what needs to be done in a reasonable time and how much time do you have. And I suppose being organised really is where the list would come in. So just write down, what do you need to do? Is it the bathrooms, the bedrooms, the sitting rooms? Can you get it all done in one go or not? There are loads of different methods of cleaning, or I suppose, you know, yeah, different ways that, you know, practitioners would say to go about cleaning. So there's the 12 programme, throw away 12, donate 12, put back 12. There's a 5x5, pick 5 jobs and do them for 5 minutes. There's the 20-10, you can work for 20 minutes, give yourself 10 minutes break. But at the end of the day, Claire, it's simply about getting stuck in and doing the job.
Okay,
you have to donate, you have to set aside a little bit of time for this. You do, you really do.
So let's talk about your method now, which is what I really want to know about. So you have a bit of a system here about where you should start. So kitchens, kitchen and the bathroom first.
Well, yeah. So if there is like dirt, so put down, you know, you can kind of, now this is when generally what would be said in our house is that if you stand in the way, you'll probably get the bin when I have at it, you know what I mean?
Oh, I can imagine. I'd say you're a demon.
Well, it's just like, I have this amount of time, I'm getting it done, and there's a determination and there's a grit attached to it. So yeah, I would use my cleaners where the area is the dirtiest. So for example, in the shower, where I want to get the glass cleaned, the tiles cleaned, maybe there's black mould, a bit of mould developing on the grout or the silicone that I wanted to clean, I'd spray all that and I'd allow it to sit. And to, like, also I'd look at the toilets, because you can have lime scale build up and discoloration. Take off the toilet lid, spray around that as well, and allow the products that you're using, be they vinegar, bicarb soda, chemicals, whatever it is, allow them to sit and to do what you need them to do. Also, you know, if you were, I'd put like on the hob, you know, spray on the hob as well, and maybe add, you know, make sure that allow a little bit of the water and the cleaning product to get into the grit so I don't have to scrub as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first thing. So the wet areas really in the kitchen, that would be what
so
I would do first.
Sprayed everything down now. That's done.
Walk
that's
away
that's
from
working
that.
Away.
Yeah,
and also, now what are we doing?
I would also clean as I go. So, you know, it would be tidy. So I take the mats from the bathroom out, the towels, they would be making their way towards the washing machine. So then once you've that done, what I would suggest you do is you work from the top down. So once you've dusted, you don't want to hoover and then dust, because one is nullifying the other. So work from the top down. So at this stage of the year, it will be just dust your shelving, your whatever needs to be dusted, and then hoover. Just clean from the top down. Whether you might need to give things a little wipe, like cobwebs. You know, we don't look up very often. But really, at this time of year, if you've got your decorations up, I'd close my eyes to the cobwebs.
I know. You
and
see,
I'd
the decorations,
January.
They do complicate things,
they
the
do.
Decorations. But I know that you recommend for people who do have an upstairs in their home that you drag the Hoover upstairs
up,
and you start there first.
Yeah, that's where I would start, upstairs. And I'd work I'd work towards the door. So, you know, working, tidy away, make sure you can see the floor, fold the clothes. You know, if stuff needs to be washed or folded or hung up, do that. And then make the bed. If you're changing the sheets, do that. And move everything. All of the laundry then will come from the room out onto the landing. throw it down the stairs, however you convey it down the stairs, and then keep going. So then I do that with the upstairs bathroom. If you have an upstairs bathroom, do that and then move down, go down the stairs. But at every stage, I'm working towards the finish, Claire. Mm-hmm. It's to put the Hoover and to put that away. And one of the last jobs then, so you go back then and you'll clean your bathroom, you'll clean your kitchen, Hoover the kitchen before you mop, or Hoover the utility and the bathrooms before you mop. So, you know, that would be the method.
But so like, the mopping is the very last,
the last
job
thing.
then that you do.
Yeah, that would be the last thing that you would do, because, you know, and you make sure nobody walks on your nice clean floor.
Listen, I want to say to you, though, to go back to even before we're starting with the dusting, are we going around and having a bit of a tidy first?
Oh, absolutely. You put away things. So clear the way for yourself. So, you know, sometimes when you do that, that can be enough. If you put everything away, the place looks cleaner already. But also you've moved all of the detritus out of your way so that you can have a clear run at it and that you can actually wipe down your surfaces. And, you know, when you're in a kitchen, the practice is, you know, you would actually you'd wipe down surfaces and you would have a something beneath. You'd have a plate beneath to try and... Okay.
I think you're getting your microphones Agnes, while that is happening, I'm going to just read this text I had from a listener who sounds very organised and is making me feel guilty, because they say, doing a small bit each day makes it so much easier and less overwhelming. Decluttering the playroom is a must to make room for toys coming in. And if that's done now, then the toys can be donated so that others can gift them for Christmas. Yeah, I think if you can donate the toys maybe to younger cousins, that's a great way. A lot of the charity shops don't take toys though, for health and safety reasons, which can be a problem. So if you can find someone to take them, that's a great thing to do at this time of the year. If you want your house to look clean, says another listener, just take off your glasses. I find it very effective. Kate, I'm with you. Thank you so much.
Well, there is a lot attached to that, but there is that whole thing, 5 minutes a day, decide what you want to do for 5 minutes and do five things for 5 minutes.
Yes.
If you actually tidied out the utility room, because that's a dumping ground.
Yeah.
Fold the stuff, put it away, Claire. You know, just move it from one place to the other and dedicate that amount of time. Then it's done. That's one room done. You don't have to tackle it all in one go. It can be overwhelming, you know, but sometimes you just have, like if there's a Saturday morning or if you've time on your own, you can get stuck in. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a professional, you'd also have a little, you know, you might have a cleaning caddy, and they're quite handy. So you're not running around trying to figure out where you left different products and things like that. But that's at a different level, really, isn't it?
This listener prefers the big clean after Christmas,
yeah,
which is grand. But if you have people come into your house, you do want to have it looking, you know.
Well, yeah, well. Of course you want it to look smart, and like we're now crippled, aren't we, from Instagram and all the fabulous houses, but
I
we
know.
Don't see what goes on behind the camera. So yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're caught in a hurry, put things, like there is a room somewhere in your house that you can just dump everything in, but make sure to go back to it at some point and declutter
and sort it out.
Yeah, but I mean, if have the areas that the guests are going to be passing through, your corridors, you know, your rooms, the bathrooms, make sure those areas are clean. Make sure you clean your mirror. And one of the things that can add, like, that we forget is cleaning the, you know, if you've got a click-clack on your sink, you know, the things you push down and pull up. Take that out and clean it. You will be surprised how much dirt there is.
Oh, but that can be a horror.
It can, but when you clean it, it looks so much better and your bathroom glistens.
Yeah. Do you know what's a good idea too, I find, is if you keep the taps clean and the sink clean, like that's a good, it's kind of like a decoy clean.
Yeah.
You know, once they're done, you can kind of fool people
and
into thinking the rest of the house is clean.
Give it
too.
A wipe, give it a dry as well, Claire, because then you won't have the stains from the damp cloth. You know, just give it like the towel that you've taken, you're removing from the bathroom, use that as the cleaner, you know what I mean? And also one of the areas that you need to make sure is always clean as well. Some people have toilet seats that can be removed. Very handy. If you pull up your toilet seat, there might be a button. People mightn't even be aware of it. There's a little button beneath on the underside of the seat. Pull that and the whole thing comes off and you can clean the whole seat. And it just actually, again, it's like the hardware on your sink. It just makes it that little bit fresher.
Yeah, and I think that would make you feel very virtuous if you did that as well.
Listen, isn't everybody that would be doing it.
I want to talk to you about, you know, things when you're having your Christmas party or your Christmas dinner or whatever, and you have a spill on a carpet, because you've a great tip for cleaning carpets using a bit of the carpet.
Well, this is something I discovered, because a lot of, again, now people are putting in very light carpets into bedrooms, and you've got fake tan. It mightn't even be the spill on the Christmas day, but it could be fake tan, or, you know, something might spill a bit of makeup or whatever. And how do you get it out? So what you do is you retain, when you get your carpets put down, hold a little bit of the carpet back. You'll obviously have scraps. Cut it into pieces that you can, you know, that are hand size and easy to deal with. Damp that little bit of the carpet slightly, and use that as your, as the rubber against the, to rub that against where the mark is. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is you're not, you're using the same fabric, the same colour, so you're not going to actually damage, but it will remove it.
Yeah, that's a great
handy
tip.
One
that's
now.
A really handy tip, because the carpets can be a challenge. Another thing that we might forget to do, because we're too busy shoving all the mess into a press and hiding it from our visitors, is the fridge. But it's really important that we have the fridge clean. We were talking to Brian and Nevin, the chefs, yesterday about food hygiene, and we don't want anyone getting sick over Christmas. So scrub out the fridge before we start, or before we bring home the big shop.
Well, exactly. Just wipe out the shelves. Wipe. Make sure the draining area at the back is clean, that there's no extra drip. And that will also ensure that your fridge is working correctly, and that it's working at its optimum, because we've spoken about this before. This time of year is when your fridge is actually going to be under the most pressure with everything that's being put into it. And remember, I'm sure the lads mentioned this, you know, cooked food goes above raw food.
Yes.
You know, to just, and, you know, even have small things like that. And if there are things like ambient foods that don't necessarily need to be in your fridge, like there may be some jams or some chutneys that are preserves, you can move those out to actually create another little bit. So reorganise your fridge a little bit.
Yeah.
And clear out the different, like you might have sachets of something or a bit of something that you really don't know where or what it was. They can be discarded and put out.
Listen, Agnes, we're going to let you go, but I want to thank you for struggling through the dodgy line and people trying to fix your microphone and all the rest down there in Limerick. And I hope people got to hear what you had to say. Thank you so much, Agnes Boucher-Hayes, and a happy Christmas to you once you get through all of that cleaning. Agnes is gone. She did struggle through the line, and thank you for sticking with us through all of that. Now, coming up next on the programme, we're going to find out what Vladimir Putin has been saying during his annual address to the Russian people at the Kremlin. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.